change them.
Good morning. My name is Angela Derringer, and I'm going to be talking to you this morning about developing a public health practice-based research network in Kentucky. And I would like to take just a moment to thank my collaborators in this project: Douglas Scutchfield, Cynthia Lambert, Steve Davis, Sarah Wilding, Dudley Connor, Alex Howard, and Kara Richardson. I have nothing to disclose. The objectives of my talk this morning are to discuss the theory behind practice-based research, to define a public health practice-based research network, or PBRN, to describe efforts of developing a public health PBRN, and to describe the organizational structure of a public health PBRN. Well, it's been 40 years since the Surgeon General declared that cigarette smoking is hazardous to your health. Despite a multitude of research studies documenting that fact, over 45 million Americans still smoke. New research data, even with profound implications and substantial weight, doesn't necessarily lead to change. A key to the value of research is the rigor and rapidity with which the implications of that research result in action. Historically, there has been a lack of dialogue between the public health practice community and public health researchers. Therefore, researchers don't always know what public health problems need to be examined. In addition, the majority of public health research is initiated and carried out in schools of public health, where academic researchers, not practitioners, are the ones who are defining the research question, designing the study, and interpreting its findings. This type of research is often constrained by so many parameters that it isn't even relevant to public health practice. What is efficacious in a randomized controlled trial may not be effective in the real-world, day-to-day practice of public health. These same challenges affect the medical research community as well. In fact, the expenditure of an astronomical amount of funds by the NIH has not resulted in overwhelmingly improved patient outcomes. This is a diagram of the NIH Roadmap Initiative. The lack of translation from human clinical research, or the bedside, to clinical practice is one focus of the NIH's Roadmap Initiative. As you can see in the diagram, this is an expanded diagram of the roadmap, practice-based research is seen as an additional laboratory to generate knowledge that bridges the gap between bedside efficacy and clinical practice. In practice-based research, the practitioner is involved in the research process from the initiation of the research question to the translation and implementation of the findings. In practice-based research, one could say that the practice informs the research and the research informs the practice. Well, this leads obviously to the question of where does practice-based research fit into public health? Our current public health research enterprise focuses primarily on the etiology and epidemiology of specific diseases and health risks in the population. There's been little research, though, on the process of an infrastructure involved in delivering public health services. Mays, Halverson, and Scutchfield define public health systems and services research as a field of study that examines the organization, financing, and delivery of public health services within communities and the impact of these services on public health. Public health practice-based research networks provide an ideal setting to study this type of research and to conduct studies on the translation and diffusion of evidence-based practices in public health across a variety of public health settings. Until recently, no formally organized public health practice-based research networks existed. There are PBRNs in primary care, though, and they have existed for about 20 years. Currently, there are over 100 PBRNs in the U.S. This has been due large part to the Agency for Healthcare and Research Quality, PBRN, initiative, which was developed in 1999 to support PBRNs in primary care. The majority of PBRNs are housed in family medicine, although they do exist in other disciplines as well, such as pediatrics, dentistry, and pharmacy. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has recently developed a public health PBRN initiative to foster the development of these research networks in public health. The National Coordinating Center for the Public Health PBRN Initiative is at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences and is led by Dr. Glenn Mays. Kentucky was recently chosen as one of five sites to develop a public health PBRN. Dr. Mays defines the public health PBRN as an organized group of public health agencies engaged in an ongoing collaboration with a public health research center to conduct rigorous applied studies designed to identify ways of improving the organization, financing, and delivery of public health services in real-world community settings. While recognizing the potential that a public health PBRN had for advancing public health systems research and for improving our own public health practices, we began the development of a public health PBRN, the Kentucky Public Health Research Network, or KFRN. We began the development of KFRN by asking 18 local health departments to be founding members of the network. Some of these are solo county health departments, others are district health departments and serve multiple counties, and three are larger independent health departments. These 18 health departments serve 51 of Kentucky's 120 counties. These health departments all had a history of interest and involvement in public health research and innovation. Each of the directors from these departments agreed to serve as research champions, working to develop and maintain enthusiasm for KFRN's collaborative research. In the process of developing this network, we sought counsel and support from leading public health agencies in our state. First, we went to the State Health Department, the Kentucky Department of Public Health. Our state leaders shared with us a vision they had for improving the research and development function of the state's public health system. Together, we felt that a public health PBRN would be key to this effort. These state leaders expressed a commitment to support the development of KFRN. We then went to the Kentucky Public Health Association, or KPHA. This is a nonprofit membership organization in Kentucky for those interested in working in public health. The KPHA is central to most public health agencies and organizations in Kentucky. It has a strong link to all the local health departments, as well as the state health department, and all academic institutions in Kentucky that offer graduate degrees in public health. For these reasons, and because of its value-neutral nature, we felt that the KPHA would serve as an ideal home for KFRN. We also went to the Kentucky Health Departments Association. All Kentucky health departments are members of this association and are represented by each health department director. The board of directors at both of these organizations passed resolutions to support the development of KFRN. We also sought out individuals who had particular expertise in this type of research. We met with the director of the Kentucky Ambulatory Network. This is a successful primary care practice-based research network in Kentucky that involves over 280 local family physicians. The Kentucky Ambulatory Network has been successful in its pursuits of primary care practice-based research. We also spoke with faculty at the University of Kentucky College of Public Health, in particular, the directors of the Center for Public Health Systems and Services Research, who were able to add substantial expertise and capacity to this project. We also spoke to the leader of the Kentucky Public Health Leadership Institute. The Kentucky Public Health Leadership Institute has had several health department directors in Kentucky go through its program, and in doing so, work on collaborative research projects with other academic institutions and public health organizations in the state. Our health department directors that were involved in KFRN and the leaders from all of these organizations I just mentioned were very enthusiastic about the development of this network. In order to maintain that enthusiasm and build momentum, we decided to quickly have a face-to-face meeting of all of these participants. At that meeting, we further explored our health needs in the Commonwealth, our current research capacity, and the feasibility of forming this type of network. We also began brainstorming ideas on leadership and organizational structure. One of the main themes that came out of that meeting was acknowledging the vital role that our community partners play in the public health system. While the health department function is key, we know that other partners are often necessary in order to maximize community health. Therefore, we ask each health department director to name three vital partners: a practice partner, an academic partner, and a local physician partner. We defined a practice partner as an organization or individual they most often included in their community programs. Our health department directors named a variety of practice partners, from hospitals and healthcare centers to civic organizations, health education centers, and cooperative extension agencies. We then contacted each of these community partners by letter or email. We described our network and we asked them to be a member. We have received several enthusiastic responses from our community partners expressing their desire to be a part of KFRN. So the corporate body of KFRN consists of 18 health departments and their associated community partners. Using a business analogy, these are the shareholders of this corporation. In essence, they are the owners of KFRN. Now, I would like to mention that we do not intend on limiting the membership of KFRN to 18 health departments. As the network grows and develops, we anticipate additional health department and community partner members. Well, recognizing that this is a large membership, we formed a steering committee to manage the operations of KFRN. The steering committee consists of three health department directors who were nominated by their peers, two network co-directors, representatives from the State Health Department and the Kentucky Public Health Association, two academic representatives, the University of Kentucky and Western Kentucky University, and two representatives of practice partners. The responsibilities of the steering committee include providing strategic direction for the network, ensuring the quality and integrity of the research, and prioritizing research studies. The steering committee has had an initial meeting where they began discussions on strategic planning. From that meeting, they developed a vision for KFRN, which is to improve the health and well-being of the Commonwealth of Kentucky and to augment the evidence base of public health systems and services research through collaborative practice-based research. From this diagram, you can see that KFRN is a network of collaborative relationships. We're fortunate in Kentucky to have excellent working relationships among the members of the public health community at both the state and local level. Many of the public health agencies involved in KFRN have a history of working together on collaborative research projects, initiatives, and program implementation. Another major theme of our initial meeting was that of the research needs in our state. We felt that it would be beneficial, first, to describe our unique features and how we differ from public health departments across the nation. Most of the health departments that make up KFRN have already completed the local Public Health Performance Standards Program instrument and the 2005 NACHO study. We chose as our first research activity to use data from these instruments to evaluate the performance of our health departments and compare them to national averages. This information will be useful in helping us identify areas in our state's public health system that need quality improvement efforts. Our network members also identified four other broader categories of research needs in Kentucky they felt would be well addressed by PBRN: public-private partnerships, health disparities, public health leadership, and quality improvement. I'll just give a couple of examples. For public-private partnerships, I mentioned earlier that Kentucky has a successful primary care PBRN, the Kentucky Ambulatory Network. Through a partnership with the Kentucky Ambulatory Network, we have the opportunity to develop a focus on the relationships between public health departments and local physicians in our state. For health disparities, the rural and Appalachian families of Kentucky represent populations with poor health status and disproportionate burdens of illness. Kentucky also has a series of centers of excellence for rural health. Here we have an opportunity to investigate the collaborative efforts of rural health centers and rural health departments to see what programs and activities they have which succeed in improving the health of our rural residents. Well, moving on to the administrative structure of the network. KFRN has two network directors who will manage the day-to-day operations of the network, who will ensure the research quality and integrity, who will coordinate activities with the necessary institutional review boards, deal with financing, staffing, and human resources, and maintain communication within the network. There are two project directors who will also assist in logistic and financial management, network collaboration and communication, and meeting facilitation. We have a research assistant who provides administrative assistance to the network directors and also helps with group facilitation and network communication. And we have a communications officer who is currently in the process of developing a website for KFRN. We also have a substantial amount of academic support. In particular, the University of Kentucky Center for Public Health Systems and Services Research and the Center for Clinical and Translational Science. Both of these centers have multiple resources that are available for use by KFRN. In particular, they have expertise in research study design, data collection, statistical analysis, and translation and dissemination techniques. In addition, our health departments already have collaborative partnerships with several Kentucky institutions or several other Kentucky universities, as you can see from this list. We know that maintaining communication among the members of the network will be essential for its success. In order to maximize communication, we will be utilizing an email listserv, producing quarterly electronic newsletters, and video conferencing. Two of the academic institutions involved in KFRN and all Kentucky local health departments have identical video conferencing units. This will make communication among the members quite easy. Like I said earlier, we are also in the process of developing an interactive website for KFRN. This website will be informative about the network. It will display briefs of current and completed research projects, and it will provide a forum of discussion in things such as blogs, discussion boards, and learning circles. Well, this is where we are with KFRN. So what are the next steps for this network? In the coming weeks, our steering committee will be meeting again to do further strategic planning and to begin developing standard operating procedures. Our health departments are currently meeting with their community partners to discuss the research needs and interests in their community. We will be having video conferencing meetings with our network members to further discuss these research ideas. We are currently in the process of collecting data for our first research project, and we are planning a meeting of our corporate body in January 2009. Well, we are excited about where we are going with KFRN and with public health practice-based research networks. We believe that public health practice-based research networks have the potential to advance public health through improving our local health agency's ability to perform the essential public health services number 10 and number 4. In addition, we hope that KFRN and other public health practice-based research networks will begin to bridge the gap between discovery and effective practice with the ultimate goal of improving the health of our communities. Thank you. These are just some references.
Thank you, Angela. Next we have Glenn Mays, who is, need my glasses to read these little prints. Professor and Chairman in the Department of Health Policy and Management, University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, College of Public Health.
Thank you very much.